They say when Rabbit was a young man and was courting Miss Molly, he had a really hard time. See, he would walk up on the front porch and sit down there, and Miss Molly's mama would be sitting in her rocking chair. Sometimes she'd be stitching up a quilt, and sometimes she'd just be drinking a little bit of lemonade, but she would watch over things as was proper. And Rabbit would sit there in the porch swing next to Miss Molly, and he just couldn't think of anything to say to her because she was so cute. He'd giggle, and she'd giggle, and he'd giggle. She'd giggle. He'd giggle. She'd giggle. Till finally Miss Molly's mama would say, "Shut up. That's enough of that." Well, this day, that's what was going on. They were just giggling and grinning at one another, and Rabbit was trying to get up the nerve to ask for Miss Molly's hand in marriage when along came Brother Bear. He had the very same idea, and he walked up on that porch, yanked Brother Rabbit up by his ears, threw him down on the ground, blam, and sat down next to Miss Molly. Now, Miss Molly's mama didn't like that any more than she liked all that silly giggling, and she said, "Whoa, wait just a minute. What are your intentions?" Bear said, "Well, ma'am, I want to ask if I can marry Miss Molly." And Rabbit jumped up. "Whoa, now, wait a minute. That's what I wanted to do, too. I just didn't get around to it yet." Well, Miss Molly's mama said, "I'll take care of this. I will settle this situation. Molly, which one of these two do you want to marry?" And all Miss Molly said was, Miss Molly's mama said, "Shut up. I'll figure it out." She looked at those two and she said, "Well, first of all, I got to make sure that you have some kind of brains in your silly heads. So I think we'll have a little competition. We'll have a sing. You two are going to walk away from here and you're going to make up a song. You're not going to find a song. You're not going to buy a song. You're going to make one up with your own little heads. And then you're going to come back here tomorrow evening. You're going to sing your songs for Molly and me and the whole community. And whichever one sings a song intelligent enough to make others interested in it will be the one to be my son-in-law." And Rabbit said, "Yes, ma'am." And Bear said, "Yes, ma'am." And they both walked away from there thinking about the sing the next night. Now, Bear couldn't think of a single thing to sing about. He walked along thinking and couldn't get his brain to working. And as he moved along, he realized he was close to Ms. Mockingbird's home. So he walked up to the tree where Ms. Mockingbird had her nest, and he banged his fist up against the wood, bump, 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 until Ms. Mockingbird stuck her head out of the hole in the tree. He said, "Ms. Mockingbird, I need a song." Miss Mockingbird said, "Well, think of one."
"I can't think of anything to sing about. Would you give me one of your songs? You got the prettiest songs in the whole community. Could you give me one?"
"Well, I could," said Miss Mockingbird, "but then it wouldn't be your song. I already heard about the sing. News travels fast in the air, and I know I'm not supposed to give you a song, so think of one." Well, Bear started shaking that tree and pounding his fist up against the side of it, balamity, 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 shaking that tree so hard Ms. Mockingbird was afraid for her nest. And finally she said, "All right, Brother Bear, stop all of this. I will give you a song." And she flew down and whispered something in Brother Bear's ear.
Bear said, "Oh, that's pretty. Thank you."
And he walked away, thinking on that song that he'd just stolen. And in the meantime, Rabbit had been moving along, and he had a few ideas, but he was so nervous because he loved little Miss Molly so much, he just couldn't put the ideas together. And he walked up to the same tree, knocked on the side of that tree trunk. Ms. Mockingbird stuck her head out again. She said, "Now, what do you want?" He said, Miss Mockingbird, I need a little bit of help. I need a song for the sing. Don't tell me anything about it. Think of a song for yourself. Well, Miss Mockingbird, said Rabbit, I have been thinking on it, and I got some ideas, but I just don't know what to do with them. Miss Mockingbird said, well, you need to listen to your heart. You need to use your head. Think about all the experience of your life and all the experience of your family, and you'll come up with a song. And that's all she did for Rabbit. And the next evening came. The whole community had gathered around Miss Molly's mama's house. And there was also Reverend Owl, ready to perform the wedding ceremony if a son-in-law was chosen. And Miss Molly was sitting there in her prettiest little pink dress. She'd combed her ears and put a little makeup on her little pink nose, and she was just grinning and giggling. And it was time for the sing. Molly's mama said, who wants to go first? And before Rabbit could open his mouth, Bear said, me, 'cause I got the bestest song in the whole wide world. And he stood up proudly in a brand new suit, and he sang the song that he'd taken from Ms. Mockingbird.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet, tweedly, tweet, tweet, tweet.
And folks started giggling right along with Ms. Molly. And some folks just chuckled and grinned, and some fell on the ground and started rolling around laughing and crying at the same time. Did you hear what he did? And he thought that was his song. But Miss Molly's mama wasn't smiling at all. She just said, next. And Rabbit stood up in his finest suit, and he began to sing a song that he'd made up himself. A song that came from his experience and the experience of his family. My father ate at the garden gate. My father ate at the garden gate. The rabbits skip, the rabbits hop, the rabbits eat up the turnip tops. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, as he sang his uh-huhs, folks started rocking back and forth. They were going uh-huh, uh-huh, right along with him. Folks started clapping. Folks got up and started doing a little dancing. Rabbit kept on singing. The rabbits skip, the rabbits hop, the rabbits eat up the turnip tops. Uh-huh, uh-huh. The floor started bumping and thumping and jumping in Ms. Molly's mama's house, and folks outside were dancing together in a circle, dancing all around the house, having a wonderful time, going, sing, Brother Rabbit, sing, so you know who won the sing. That night, under a full moon, Reverend Owl married Rabbit and little Miss Molly. And they went away and made their new home with all the experience that they had and the experience of their families. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.